For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, serving Kingston and its greater area.
As it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts said, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
Summer dying, and suffering only
midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was Death, and Hell followed with him.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to your indie wake-up call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. We got a whole whack of songs for you this next couple hours on your Indie Wake Up. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
We just heard Pulp, The Man Comes Around. Sort of a somber way to start our morning. But folks, Pulp covered my favorite Johnny Cash song of all time. Arguably the greatest song ever written. I know I say that about a lot of songs.
You do. You have probably a top 300 greatest songs ever written.
Yeah, but like that one is near the top of that pile for sure.
As are all of them, so that's cool. But yeah, no, great song.
Mm-hmm. Lots of fun. But yeah, it's your Indie Wake Up. We got a lot of fun tunes coming your way. It's also the CFRC funding drive.
Yes.
If you go to cfrc.ca/donate, you'll find multiple ways to donate. You can donate through the Queens, and then you'll get a tax receipt. Or if you want some fun prizes instead of tax receipts, you can donate directly to CFRC. If you donate $25, you get to pick a song, a request on one of your favorite shows, such as this one. You get a pen, you get a sticker, lots of other stuff. Just look it up, folks. If you donate up to $100, you can get like a t-shirt and hoodie, and like there's lots of cool stuff.
Yeah.
So check it out.
I would personally pick the prizes, but that's just because I don't understand taxes. So, you know, I'm like, well, that one doesn't give you any fun stuff.
Yeah,
I guess like not giving the government money is like your version of fun stuff. Me personally, I like a hoodie.
Yeah.
But that's okay. To each their own.
Exactly. And that's why we have got both options, for the boring and the cool ones. Anyway, folks, speaking of cool and not boring, we've got new Lemon Twigs. It's called I've Got a Broken Heart. Here we go.
Wherever I go. She's a brand new color. She's a brand new color. Tiny dancing fingers. She's the magic word in my mind. Made it all in my brain. Slowly go insane. Feeling nothing. She can call my hair. She can call my nurse. I'm a serpent spell.
Billy Liar's got his hands in his pockets, staring over at the neighbor's knickers down. He's got his knickers down. So the summer is eternity for you, sleeping in until your father's shaking you down. Gets a real short shrift as you dole out the packages. No one seems to want you around. All skulking around. Let your legs loll on the line out till your sinews spoil. Stay here for to fishing for a whalebone corset frame. His only catch all day. So he sits and lets the current take him. A gentle breeze will leave his pants in disarray. And at his ankles lay, as he drifts to sleep with a moan and a weep, he is decked by a Japanese geisha with a garland of pearls. How she twists and
folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Billy Liar by the Decemberists. Before that, we heard Gaspard Eden with A Brand New Color. And right at the top, the Lemon Twigs with their brand spanker of a track, I've Got a Broken Heart.
Yes. Okay, we talked about this last year because it happens at the same time every year, obviously, but it's our dog's birthday.
Folks, it's our dog's birthday. We are a classic wasp couple. We really don't communicate with each other.
What are those called?
Other.
We talked about this also on the dog's birthday last year. But dinkwads, right?
Yes, we're dinkwads. Yeah. Double income, no kids, with a dog.
Yes.
The dog is our entire personality. It's sort of like these 2 hours where we record this show is sort of the only 2 hours where we're not talking about the dog most of the time.
And we still are.
And now we still are. So yeah. It's just infected every facet of our lives.
But I feel like he's the main character on the show at this point because he makes so much noise and walks around while we're trying to record. So you all know the dog.
Yeah.
His name's Yam.
He's 2.
And it's his birthday and he's turning 2.
He's the king of crops.
Yeah. So he's a Sagittarius king. he honestly has a lot more Sagittarius energy than I do. I'm also a Sagittarius. Sagittariuses are supposed to be like really popular and like bubbly, and mostly they love to travel is like the main personality trait that's like usually pulled from the horoscope things.
And he's so good at archery
that they don't like to be like stuck in one place and all this stuff. And I would say he's a lot more outgoing than I am. So
he wants to meet
everybody.
He's a little
social butterfly. Yeah. I don't know about the traveling though. He doesn't love being in the car. We live on an island now, so we have to take the ferry. He also doesn't love the ferry. He doesn't mind it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not his favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes traveling by foot.
That's true.
He loves
Does he ever?
Going to a new place and pulling until you get to the end of the walk, and then when you start heading towards your house again, then he's like, I don't need to pull. This is not even exciting. I already know which
I've
way we're
way.
Going. Yeah, so he's funny.
Yeah, he's a funny little dog. But yeah, what do you do for your dog's birthdays, folks? Do you? We're not doing anything because he's a dog.
Last year we threw him a party.
That's true.
This year we didn't.
Yeah.
Because turning 2, I guess, is just not as exciting as turning 1. I don't know.
I'm already sort of bored with him. Like, once they get to two, it's sort of like, ugh, may as well just throw them in the river or something.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We would never. Dean is, like, the most extreme dog person of all
time. That's not true. I don't like the dog.
Every single time I walk into a room, the two of them are, like, fully cuddling, arms entwined, like, hugging in the bed.
That's not true.
They are best buds. They are best buds.
Anyway, folks, here's my best buds coming up. It's Cootie Catcher. Dean, didn't you play Cootie Catcher like the last 2 weeks in a row? Yes, but this is another Cootie Catcher song that I also like. Okay. This band is great.
I do that when there's a new album out. You got to hear the whole thing. You know, singles.
Yeah, so this is not a single. This is a deeper cut, but it's called Gingham Dress, Cootie Catcher. Thank you. Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Dinosaur Jr., that's Feel the Pain. Before that, we heard Catsonic with Pretend. And right at the top, we heard Cootie Catcher with their new track, Gingham Dress.
We watched a new movie, Sentimental Value.
Featuring the worst person in the world.
Yes, we never remember her name.
But she's the Norwegian lady?
Let me look that up in a sec. But first,
but
we're going to talk about...
But it's got Stellan Skarsgård.
Yes. So it's by... Okay, this is terrible. Joaquin? Like Joaquin Phoenix, but like a different name. But kind of like that. Trier. Danish-Norwegian filmmaker.
Cool.
He's the best, guys. Like, he's literally...
He's the best?
Well, The Worst Person in the World was one of my favorite movies I've ever seen in my life. This movie, Sentimental Value, I wouldn't say is in my top movies ever, but was very good. Mm-hmm. Like, go watch it if a theater near you is playing it.
So, the thrust of it is, after their mother dies, there's, like, these two daughters, and then their estranged father who comes back into their lives. He's a director, and he wants his actress daughter to star in his new movie. And she doesn't want to because she doesn't like him.
Mm.
And, like, it's all about, you know, like... family generational trauma. And I know you're hearing me say that and you're falling asleep already, but I promise you this is like elegantly constructed. There's a lot of like different pieces of like everyone's disparate relationships to each other and how they all interweave.
And it's not just like tearjerker.
No.
Like,
yeah.
It's well thought out.
Yeah, and there's funny parts.
I personally hate movies about filmmakers. I literally hate them.
Yeah.
And so going into this is why I think it could never reach Worst Person in the World level for me, because just like any movie about making movies, I'm like, get over yourselves.
Yeah, totally. You're right.
But it was still really good. Like, normally, if that's what I was watching, I would be like, this is literally sucks. Like, I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, the whatever, Fablemans. Like, I did not like that movie. I do not like movies
Fablemans
about directors. Like, this is why Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I'm still kind of even,
also
like,
great.
Snore. Like, I don't know.
What about Babylon?
Yeah, no, I don't like it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, it's very navel-gazy.
Movies about other things.
But, like, you know.
But it was still good.
It's still good.
Saying.
And, like, it's necessary to this story because, like, the story's about how, like, the only way these people can relate to each other is through art. Like, they can't talk to each other directly. It has to be, like, obliquely through, like, the things that they're, like, writing or doing.
Yeah.
And that's how they can communicate because, like, one-on-one actual conversations are just impossible between them.
Mm, yeah. Also, the actress's name is, oh my god, Renate?
Okay.
Sorry.
She's the worst person in the world.
I don't know Danish, Norwegian.
Her name
names.
Is Worst Person.
Yeah. Last name in the world.
We love her. She was also in that Different Man movie with Sebastian Stan. She was really good in that.
Yeah. That's the only ones I've seen her in.
Yeah. But she's great in everything I've seen her in.
She's an amazing actress.
Yeah.
Like,
she's real good.
Yeah. And also, just like, this is so stupid, but she does not have like a ton of filler and plastic surgery. So she like looks like a normal person. But you know, like, 80s, 90s style beautiful lady where they just look like a person, but they're like naturally beautiful, and you're like, wow, that's nice, you know? So anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, we love going to the movie. Like, there's nothing better than seeing a beautiful face huge.
Yeah, there you go. Like Stellan Skarsgård.
That's right.
Ah, man, I really can't think of him as literally anything other than the Mamma Mia guy, though.
What?
Now. Like, that's all he is to me.
That's insane.
He's in Mamma Mia. And he sings.
Mamma Mia before Girl with a Dragon Tattoo?
And he sings and dances. Absolutely. I watched Mamma Mia very young, and that was the first thing I ever saw him in. The second thing was probably Pirates of the Caribbean, but he's in a lot
Mamma
of makeup
Mamma Mia before
in that.
Thor 2, The Dark World?
I've never seen that movie.
Well, lucky you.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, folks, this new track, another little new Canadian indie track, is topical to this Sentimental Value film. It's by Rachel Chinnuriri, and it's called Little House. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Moscow, 1970.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Bad Decisions by The Strokes. Before that, we heard Melt, that's Melt with two T's, In Your Arms. And right at the top, we heard Rachel Chinnariri with Little House.
Good job.
Thank you.
He read everything.
I think I pronounced her last name properly.
All right.
I'm pretty sure.
We'll never know.
Yeah, it's impossible to know. What could you do? Look it up?
Me earlier trying to do the Norwegian name. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. But folks, not Norwegian per se, but Icelandic news. Björk has put out a big statement. It's her 60th birthday.
Wow.
This week, which, like, oh my God, how is this woman 60? She just seems like an ageless being.
Yeah.
You know? Like, she seems like some sort of, like, forest sprite.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's celebrating her 60th birthday by suing the Icelandic government.
Okay.
So she put out a single a couple years ago, Oral, and all of the proceeds were being donated to a legal fight against Iceland. Specifically, she's trying to sue them for the allowance of salmon fish farms. She says here, quote, industrial salmon fishing in open net pens is horrid for the environment. The farmed salmon goes through immense suffering, and it causes severe harm for our planet. This is an extraordinarily cruel way to make food. The fight against the open net pen industry is a part of the fight for the future of the planet, which, respect.
Yeah, and it looks like also in this article, they're pushing back because a lot of these open net salmon farming operations are, like, not owned by Icelandic companies.
Oh, yeah,
in general.
It's like American companies.
Foreign-owned companies.
Yeah.
But yeah, open net salmon fishing is crazy. Canada has a huge problem with that as well on the West Coast. It's really unpleasant. There are documentaries about it. The fish look messed up in there. It's kind of crazy that we even eat the fish that come out of those kinds of operations. Also, salmon's whole thing is that they travel really, really far. Like, that's the whole point of a salmon. Anyway. Just
and, like,
horrible.
The problem for me is that when you have, like, these open net, like, it's, like, essentially, like, a cage in the water.
Yeah.
In, like, the actual ocean that they have these fish
that
in.
That they dump antibiotics into.
Yeah. And then, like, all of these antibiotics and all of these, like, GMO fish are just, like, in the ocean. And if one of them gets out of the cage, then you've, like, rooked the whole genetic pool of, like, actual wild salmon.
Well, but also it's water. Like, all of their waste, everything, goes into the ocean.
Yeah, but, like, specifically from, like, an evolutionary standpoint, like, you're it's like Jurassic Park style. But life will find a way.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry to be doomer for a second, but just sad. Like, we create so much food on this planet, and then we throw so much of it out, and then we have the worst, most horrible ways for creating new food. Uh-huh. It's like, why can't we do anything properly?
That's why when I get a yogurt cup, and then I, like just run my tongue all along the inside of the yogurt cup, and I do that for like 30 minutes, that makes like this sucking sound.
Ew, what?
I'm saving the planet. I'm not wasting any of this yogurt in here.
Okay.
And that's what I tell myself when I do it.
Thank you. Well, you're still getting yogurt in little plastic cups.
Ah, beans.
Fail. Boo. Boo. Ugh. We should all just eat beans that we grow on our balconies or something.
Yeah.
Is that how beans grow? How does a bean grow?
Out of the ground, I think.
Mm. I guess it depends on the bean, maybe?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Makes you think.
Okay, well, tomatoes, except squirrels are evil, man.
That's true.
I've tried so many times to grow little things on balconies, and squirrels come and they say, not today. No food for you. Anyway,
folks, here's the first step to growing beans. It's Inhaler. The song's called Hole in the Ground.
That's true. There you go.
My love for you Will days become years? Will you share with me your dreams, your flaws?